With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Aid agencies halted cross-border deliveries of humanitarian supplies to people in Gaza after communication systems in the Gaza Strip were down for a second day. There's no fuel to power the internet and phone networks. The World Food Program says nearly all of Gaza's 2.3 million people need food. Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Donna Warder tells us President Biden signed the temporary budget bill.
The bill was not favored by many in the Senate, though all but one Democrat and 10 Republicans supported it because it ensured the government would not shut down for now. The bill keeps the government running for roughly two more months while a long-term package is negotiated.
The president signed the bill in San Francisco, where he's hosting the APEC summit. He told CEOs and business leaders there that the U.S. has deep ties with fellow Asia-Pacific economies.
More than 60% of U.S. exports go to fellow APEC economies. Robust two-way investment between the United States and APEC countries supports good jobs, new opportunities all across the region.
An appellate court has temporarily lifted a gag order that barred Donald Trump from commenting about court personnel in his New York civil fraud trial.
The judge hearing Trump's civil trial, Arthur Engel, imposed the gag order after the former president made a disparaging social media post about Engoron's court clerk on the trial's second day. Engoron later fined Trump $15,000 for violations and expanded the order to include his lawyers after they questioned the clerk's role in the courtroom.
That's correspondent Norman Hall. Three Republican presidential candidates will appear at a Des Moines, Iowa event later today. It's being sponsored by The Family Leader, an influential Christian organization. Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, and Vivek Ramaswamy will be appearing at the roundtable. This is SRN News. The Church of England moves another step closer to allowing gay marriage. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The General Synod has approved special prayers of blessing for same-sex civil unions, passing the motion on to the House of Bishops. House of Clergy spokesman Kate Wharton calls the prayers, quote, pastorally irresponsible, practically irresponsible, theologically irresponsible, and collegially irresponsible. Nevertheless, it is expected that the bishops of England's state church will begin blessing civil unions next month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Michigan Department of Civil Rights has filed a charge of discrimination against a Christian hair salon owner. Christine Geiger of Studio 8 Hair Lab in Traverse City posted on social media that men who are living as women are not welcome at her business. An administrative law judge will now oversee a hearing and issue a recommendation. The Civil Rights Commission will then have the final say. This is SRN News. RSV infections are rising sharply in some parts of the country. Ed Donahue reports.
RSV, or respiratory syncytial virus, is a common cause of mild cold-like symptoms. It can be dangerous for the young, infants, and the old. The CDC says RSV cases are nearly filling emergency rooms in Georgia, Texas, and other states. At Cook County Medical Center in Fort Worth, Texas, doctors say kids are sicker than they've been in previous years, with more in need of oxygen. The Children's Healthcare of Atlanta Hospital System is in surge mode. The CDC is releasing more doses of a new RSV shot for newborns. It also says virus cases are already peaking in some states and overall are only half as high as they were 1 year ago. I'm Ed Donahue.
Dow futures are higher this morning, up 98 points. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Greg Clugston.